You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Mark Price producing for me this evening. Going out on the phone right now to Reverend Melvin Jones of the Union Missionary Baptist Church in Lansing and with the Clergy Forum of Greater Lansing. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Very well. You and I spoke for a few minutes yesterday, and I wanted to speak with you today on a couple of issues that have been in the news lately. First of all, I believe the Clergy Forum of Greater Lansing had a meeting this morning, and so maybe have some updates for us. The two issues are our Michigan's Attorney General, Bill Schuette, talking about that Hugh Clark, who got it appointed by the Governor Granholm to fill a seat in the bench, should not be completing that term on the bench and should have been out January 1st, and it's up to the new governor to appoint that. And the other is remarks made by Bill Ballinger, a political pundit in town. Why don't we start with the Hugh Clark issue and what was discussed at the meeting this morning about that you could tell us?
Well, what was discussed was the legalities around the appointment by Governor Granholm and the limit of that appointment, which seems to be December 31. We discussed that issue and decided that it was a legal issue and one that needed to be worked out. Now, while we as a community would certainly support Hugh Clark for the appointment, we're going to wait and see just how that process works out. It's our hope and our desire that the governor, if need be, will make that appointment.
Okay. We don't seem to be getting a clear. Bill Schuette says it's clear. Michigan's Attorney General says it's clear, as you mentioned, that it goes till December 31st, and it's up to new Governor Rick Snyder to make the new appointment. And Hugh Clark says, my understanding is I am there to fill that role and until 2012 and to run for re-election in 2012. Was that your understanding as well?
Well, that may be intent, but if it is not a legal precedent, then the intent has no real meaning. I'm just hoping that the governor-elect will make the appointment if that's necessary.
Has there been any communication, or do you anticipate communication with the governor's office on your support of Hugh Clark for the Clergy Forum of Greater Lansing as a group?
Well, the forum decided that we would send a letter to the governor asking for that appointment to be made. Of course, we have no idea what the governor's mindset is around this issue. But as a community, we do support you, Clark, in that appointment.
Very good. Moving on to the remarks that were getting a lot of press from political pundit Bill Ballinger earlier, or at the end of last week, what came up in your discussions this morning at your meeting about those remarks, sir?
Well, we were disappointed at Bill Ballinger's insistence that his comments had been taken out of context, because we could not discover or think of any context where his words would fit. What we decided to do was to send one of our members to have personal contact with him so that if there is some plausible explanation for the use of those terms, that we would then understand that context. Once our contact person states his evaluation of that conversation, then we'll move on to perhaps some other supports outside of ourselves, community organizations, and people who have political positions and or other positions to broaden our support for redress. of the words that he used.
Mm-hmm. And just for clarity for folks listening, your group put out a statement that Bill Ballinger's statements were, quote, elitist, sexist, and racist, commenting on an article that he had been quoted in City Pulse, referring to folks walking along a proposed sidewalk project area, just to clarify. I appreciate your remarks, and I appreciate you joining us this evening. We'll be following the story along, and thank you for joining us today, sir.
Well, my final comment, though, is that this has nothing to do, at least our position has nothing to do with the politics of the position on whether there should or should not be a walkway. It's based solely on how his rationale was used in order to support his position.
Oh, completely. I appreciate you making that point. I hoped I hadn't confused that issue at all. No, this was strictly on the comments made within the remarks. Very good. Thank you again for joining me, Reverend Melvin Jones. Have a good evening, sir.
Thank you.
Been speaking with Reverend Melvin Jones of the Union Missionary Baptist Church and also with the Clergy Forum of Greater Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this break.